I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In Tajikistan, harsh religion laws have now been in place for a year. However, Sami Tippett Ministries held a leadership conference at the end of last year, and Tajik leaders are asking for more.
They're wanting us to come back quickly and do a broader one with all of the surrounding countries because it went so well, and they've had, as a result of the conference, the Lord has been blessing and the evangelistic outreaches of those leaders who were there with us.
The conferences can't draw attention for safety reasons. Fellow Christians can pray for leaders as they face constant oppression under these laws. Next, a learning exchange program has helped Tanzanian farmers learn from farmers in Zambia. Christian Reform World Relief Committee Steve Mishmerheisen says they're partnered with a group that's teaching the concept of water harvesting.
Farmers work with a 100-kilo bag of grain as their measure, and they used to harvest 2 bags of grain per acre, but now they're up to 20. This has proven to be a very effective method of enriching the soil and trapping the water and making those two things available to the crop the entire year while it's growing.
Mishmerheisen says with Christians partnering, they can eventually share the simplicity of their faith. And Send International is always preparing for growth. Student mobilizers are doing follow-up with students they met at the Urbana Missions Conference. According to Send's U.S. office, the goal this year is to appoint 60 new missionaries. Now is a prime time for candidates to return their application materials in order to attend the candidate orientation in June. Pray for God's wisdom through this application process. Pray, too, that God would raise up the needed workers. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. And if you'd like up-to-date and relevant mission news every day, set your homepage to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.